Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, Jeremy walks in the building. He says, hi. I say, bite me. John Harbaugh talked about the Ravens' run defense last night, or lack thereof.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be able to give you the biggest problem. The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing.
Very disappointing, Ed. Very disappointing in the run defense. That means you got pushed around.
They sure did get pushed around. I said this early. Their offensive line just handled our defense. I mean, this is the very talented running game they've got. Montgomery and Gibbs are the best tandem in the league. However, I could have run through those holes at my age now. They were literally like 5 feet wide. Like, this is not what you usually see in the NFL. You'll see a crevice and, you know, somebody like Gibbs with that speed, he'll sneak through it and he'll take off. There was like...
What are you smirking about? What are you smirking
all
about?
All the crevices that he's talking about.
It was like you were on one of those submarines and they just keep yelling, dive, dive, dive. They just kept gut running.
Gut running. Yeah.
Just kept kicking out of them.
Yes. And how do you open up a gap like that in the A gap? That's where your players are. It's really crowded in there. And it was like, you talk about like the Lombardi would run to daylight when Jerry Kramer gets wrote it. That was daylight. There was nobody there. The offensive line, they just turned our guys, which the teacher was an offensive, you know, Mike. They just turn them. Hit them, turn them.
Jeremy,
run behind them.
I knew we would get a gut run reference out of Mike Preston.
Of course. I used that this morning in the paper where they're just gut running them.
I just like the fact that Ed keeps bringing up that the Lions were taking it right up the A-hole in the Ravens, right?
Yeah, A gap, I said.
Well,
A-gap.
Either one. Yeah. I mean, you use gap, I use hole.
Yeah.
It means the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
Harbaugh gave an update on Nnamdi Matabike.
I don't really have those measurements right now. You know, it's hard to measure that at this point. But you play with the guys that are out there, and the guys that are out there are good enough to do it. We as coaches got to figure it out, and we got to get it done.
No, they're not all created equally, Jeremy. They're not. That's why they're all pros and, you know, all bench riders. They're not all created the same.
He does a good job of kind of sidestepping whatever that was and saying, look, it's like, what was it, Hoosiers? That's my team out there. That's my team out there. Go ahead. You know, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm rolling with. Whoever's up, whoever's available. But if that's what's available.
We're in trouble. The Lions sacked Lamar Jackson 7 times. The Ravens sacked Goff 0 times. John Harbaugh talked about the pass rush.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the number, you know, the calls. And we sent some number 5-man rushes. We had a couple 6-man rushes. We got to get better pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, to your point, you know, that's not going to be good enough ever. So we got to figure it out. We got to have an answer for that.
6-man pass rushes. You get no sacks.
Yeah.
6-man pass rush.
So what's the answer?
I got the question.
Bring Dean Pease back.
I mean, Dean Pease ain't playing.
that's an old
Chuck Pagano's not playing. You got to win one-on-ones. That's what it's about.
Yeah. 6-man pass rushing. I mean, that's exactly what that is. You have 5 offensive linemen and a backstand in the backfield. No one's winning one-on-one, Mike. That's what that is. No one is beating their man.
Yeah. That's basically it. That's it.
Stop.
What? I just.
Stop.
You said it, not me.
Stop.
No one's beating their man.
Why was Lamar Jackson sacked so much? Here's Lamar with the answer.
Man, them guys were doing stunts, and they had a spy. And sometimes the spy was grabbing my leg, and that's just what it was. You know, guys was, they were dropping the coverage. Got three safeties back there. And I'm just not going to throw a Hail Mary ball, you know. I'm going to read the coverage out and then try to make something happen.
That stunts, spies.
Stunts, the spy work. I think Anzalone seemed to be the spy last night.
Yeah.
And he did a good job because I was, as fast as Lamar is, Anzalone, I thought, did a really good job on him. And there was nowhere to go. It just wasn't. They left him. And, you know, when everything broke down and all the, you know, the guys were on their routes and you think there's room to run? And Anzalone was just standing right in front of him. They did a great job coaching him, the team and executing. They just outplayed the Ravens. They were just a better team last night. This isn't one you can say they blew it. They melted down the fourth quarter. Nah. However, one thing I would like to point out, they did give up 17 points in the fourth quarter.
Nice.
Again. You give up 7. Yeah. That's 17 points in the fourth quarter. Can't do that.
We talked about the Baltimore Ravens getting knocked around. Kyle Hamilton says they need to be a little bit more physical.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. I could have done a lot better on some of the receiver inserts and stuff like that. You know, the ball, those runs hit downhill the fastest. Obviously, you hit running inside. And when you run it outside, we have guys with speed that can run it down. But like I said, we just got to be more physical at the point of the attack, me included. Me primarily, I think. I could have done a lot better doing that. So, again, I don't think the sky is falling, but we got a big one next week on a short week. So it's up to us to be professionals, go out and get a win.
The other thing you do is play all four secondary positions.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That can't happen, though.
Your thoughts on them needing to be more physical, hearing that from Hamilton,
Jared? I mean, look, if you watch last night's game, we talked about them being a finesse team coming outdoors. One of the things they brought up on the pregame show, and I forget who was talking about it, that they had talked to some Lions players that remember the last time the Ravens played them and beat their asses, mm-hmm. and that was kind of sitting in the back of their mind. Not to say that, you know, you get this added bulletin board material or at least, mm-hmm. you know, a mental idea of what happened before. It's kind of the same type of thing with guys watching the other team celebrate the Super Bowl and seeing the graffiti fall from the sky, as Ladarius Webb once said. Not the confetti.
He said graffiti.
He did say graffiti. But look, man, you get back because you got to be physical at the point of attack. And you talked about it. If you keep Roquan clean, good things happen.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times when you're missing Matt Abike, you don't realize how important a guy is until he's gone and you see it. Like, you're so accustomed to this team shutting down the run or at least slowing it down, and we didn't.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ken in Owings Mills. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
You're welcome. Look, guys, I'm not calling for anybody's head, but did we get punched in the mouth, or week three are we looking at canaries in the coal mine? Has the league figured out our RPO game, Key and O'Henry? Zach Orr's schemes are super rudimentary. Ravens can't pivot in game. And for me, I'm not a fan of Lamar's frowny face on the sidelines. It ain't a look of a champion or a warrior. He needs to stop it.
A frowny face on the sidelines?
He was very frustrated. You could see it in his face. He was expressive. He looked really, really pissed off.
I think we've seen that from Tom Brady and other quarterbacks in the past.
Should be frustrated, though. You're one and
two. Should be, yeah. I'll be upset if he didn't look frustrated.
If I got sacked seven times, I'd be frustrated.
Yeah, I don't want him. What is he supposed to be, happy?
I'm just describing what the man said.
I know, and I'm just saying I disagree with what the man is saying. I mean, I'm not a fan of his frowny face on the sidelines. Well, am I supposed to be smiling on the sidelines when I'm getting sacked seven times?
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, screw that. He doesn't look like a warrior. It looks like a competitor to me. That's what it looks like. Looks like a competitor.
Yeah. What's funny, they complain about Joe's lack of emotion.
Yes.
Now they complain about Lamar's emotion.
I'm not happy with his frowny face. I'm not happy with the score. 410-583-1057. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30, but on the other side, offensive, defensive players of the game on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. New segment. We just invented it. It's the Big Bad Morning Show, offensive and defensive player of the game.
I like that. We just invented it.
We just invented it.
We invented it the week where no Raven is going to get either one of those awards.
Jeremy Kahn, you do the honor of announcing the offensive player of the game per the Big Bad Morning Show. Give us the stats.
See, first off, I think I should throw this to Ed and Mike because as we were discussing this, they both said the same name.
All right, let's go with Mike Preston.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes.
Man, dude, he just ran up the gut. Very simple, very basic stuff. Just stuff we ran in rec football.
He averaged 12.6 yards a carry. That's pretty good.
We had that one run for like 72 yards.
It is. 151 on 12 carries and two tutties.
Can you believe that?
Two tutties. Are you serious?
Two of them.
Two.
Oh, that option play they ran down on the goal line, though? Ooh.
And by the
with
way,
Amir Rossi Brown.
Oh yeah,
the Rossi Brown.
Yeah,
Amir. I'm sorry.
That was cool. Yeah, actually, I got it.
Hand off.
Like the double flip there. It's like
they brought everything last night.
They did.
They said, "Listen, we're not worried about what we put on film. We're gonna beat you today."
it was impressive, man.
It was.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie to you. They were entertaining.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, you can be a Ravens fan and butt hurt this morning. That's fine. That's fine. I didn't lose the game. The Lions were entertaining last night.
Did you just say butt hurt?
Yeah.
Jeremy.
He let it go. I know what it feels like.
There we go.
I know how it feels.
The Big Bad Morning Show defensive player of the game is also a Detroit Lion, Al-Akeem Muhammad. Why do you like him, Ed?
He was a wrecking ball last night. He was everywhere. I mean, it's three solo tackles, 2.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 3 quarterback hits. He was one of the biggest. He ruined Lamar's night. However, a lot of credit goes to Aiden Hutchinson. He only had 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss, 1 QB hit. But if you notice, Hutchinson wasn't just getting chipped. He was essentially getting double teamed consecutively. Usually when you have a chip, the tight end will just bang you a little bit and go on his route. And then the tackle will take off. Uh-uh. Last night, Kola was taking on Hutchinson, tying him up for a second or two, then going out, and then Hutchinson had to come into the backfield. So Muhammad really had a lot less attention. But he was a beast. He really was. He had a great night. And that Lions defense, that pass rush in particular, is awesome.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, Monday Morning Quarterback. Let's go out to the phone lines. Columbia, Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning.
I predicted
the Ravens would play the Lions in the Super Bowl, but I predicted we would beat them. With the Lions, this is how I looked at them this year. I expected them to come out this year with firepower, but they lost to the Packers in a dull manner. They lost 27-13. But then they came out last week and destroyed the Bears. With them, they have an awesome offense. You can't really focus on the run because they have those two great runners. Then they have a good receiving core, wide receivers, and their tight end is legit. So I think for the Ravens, if we, with a team like that, you just have to just try to minimize their offense because we have our own offense that can do damage so much similar to them. But with them, you just got to try to just negate something enough where your offense can take over. And then also I want to mention, 2 out of our first 3 games this year, we played teams such as Detroit and Buffalo who are super hungry to win a Super Bowl. These teams are on a super mission, similar to like how we started last season and losing it to the Chiefs in that first game. But this is a wake-up call. This prepares us for the Chiefs next week. I think we're in good shape. I don't know what anybody else thinks. I think we're in a good shape because we came against these super potent teams, and we came up a little short with the Bills, and we came up short against Detroit. But we need to just wake up and be ready for the Chiefs next week.
Hey, Rob, how do we get on that super mission? You know, the super mission for the Super Bowl.
You got to take a physical.
Is that what it is?
Take a test, yeah.
The super.
Yeah. You apply Greg to NASA.
Greg is so...
I know.
But wait till, hold on. Wait till he calls into one day with a negative call. Like, I'm tired of it.
But no, he's like he's now talking strategy. He normally just be like... He used to be just preachy and tell us to smile. Okay. Everything's okay. Now, like, it's four calls in a row where he's being positive, but he's also throwing strategy. I can listen to him now.
Yeah, Greg's going Super Bowl or bust.
You
got
to keep in mind that we talk about who you lost to last night. This is a team last night that lost their best defensive player for the season. They were 15-2 last year. This isn't like they lose Hutchinson and all of a sudden they're 9-8 and they were 15-2 without him. They were good, and now he's back.
They're okay.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas. So I could talk about 1,001 things that went wrong.
We ain't got time for that.
We ain't even got time for that.
So have you guys ever sat and just watched the dog chase his tail? Nobody around, nothing there, just chasing his tail. If you watch the film again from last night, three games in a row, Daniel Falele got beat so bad he's running in circles last night, and he never put his hand on a player that came through. He's just running in a circle.
Yeah, I mean, that was pointed out a couple of times on social media. It's weird hearing everybody or Harbaugh kind of talk about how well he's been playing, people looking at the numbers in the film, Pro Football Focus, Ken McCusick saying he's playing better than you're giving him credit for. It has to be a situation where his bad plays are so so bad to the eye that it stands out. Like a missed block's a missed block. Said. But when he turns around and he's like, there's nobody here. What am I supposed to do? Yeah. You're going, well,
like
what
a mime.
Is that?
He's like, yeah. He's a mime. He looks like he's looking for a light switch in the dark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just,
That is so bad.
What are you looking for, Jeremy?
Danny! It's up there somewhere. I can find it.
He just knocked it down.
You and Gap. The midday show did that.
Nobody sits over there.
Breaking
Let's
stuff
go to
now.
Julian in West Baltimore. What's
Damn
up,
it.
Julian?
Fellas.
Yes.
I got the Ravens MO, man. They play good against bad teams, and they can't do nothing with the good teams. And do the coaches make adjustments at halftime? It's like when the Lions win in halftime and all second half, they just destroyed us. Like, we couldn't do nothing.
Can I ask you a question, Julian? When did that start? When did the Ravens' assessment of that start? Because it used to be that the Ravens played down the bad teams and only get up for good teams. In fact, Joe, what's their record against good teams since Lamar's been here?
And the last 2 years, they've had like 8 wins against playoff teams.
Yeah. So, Julian, when did that assessment begin?
I really don't know, but I don't know.
I don't think it's true. That's my point.
Because you made it up.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
I mean, this is the first year it's been true. They lost in 2 playoffs.
But it used to be the Ravens played down the bat. What happened in week 2?
Competition.
Yeah. Week 2, they were afraid. Fans were afraid because, well, you got the Lions next Monday. They're going to overlook the Browns. that's what the talk is of the Ravens. I've never heard in the last 7 years almost that the Ravens play bad against playoff teams. Maybe in the playoffs. But not in the regular season. Not in the regular season. 410-583-1057. You guys, I get it. You're fans, you're emotional. But come on, man. Think about what you're saying before you say it. You know, come on. Look at their record. You can go. You're calling us on a smartphone. That means it has the internet. Go and look at their schedule last year. Look at the results and tell me this team plays badly against playoff teams in a regular season. They do not. Well, they don't. And we just talked about the same Lions team 2 years ago that they ran out the building, playoff team.
Yeah. I think the Philly and the Chiefs last year would have been the two playoff teams that got them.
In 2023, Joe, how many wins did they have against playoff teams in 2023?
No, sorry, I misspoke. Wins against teams with a winning record, they had 10. That's 10. An NFL record.
Come on, man. Stop making
stuff
up.
Not just beat them. They boat race them.
Yeah.
And teams like the 49ers of that year, the Lions,
you all are making Bills. You're making assessments on one loss, your emotions right now. You're making emotional assessments. I'm glad I don't work for you. 410-583-1057 is the number. More of your reaction at 745, but on the other side, Mike Preston's report card on the Fan. I'm from Baltimore, though. I'm from.
I didn't say you did. I'm saying someone said that.
No, I'm just saying for me, just to clarify, if that's what I smell like.
Just like a sand town.
There you go. North of Bitlow. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season, including kicking off with a week four matchup with the Ravens and Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And as I told you guys, I watched Tulsa King over the weekend.
Let's go see the guys in New York.
That's what happened.
How was it?
It's good. It's really good. Can you play some music or something?
Jerks.
You know what? I don't even want to be here today. I'm going to do what my penis does when it's cold outside. Pack up my balls and go home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to tell. Hopefully you guys can figure out what they're laughing about.
What I learned today, what? Jeremy can't lie. Hey, Mike Preston's report card. Mike, what'd you give Lamar Jackson?
I tell the truth even when I lie.
What'd you give Lamar Jackson?
I gave him a B-. Jeremy, you are pretty funny. He completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns, finished with a passer rating of 148.1. But there's something going on there. I thought he could have taken advantage of more some slants, some quick stuff. And to me, he just held the ball too long. And maybe he was just trying to get it deeper. I don't know. But I gave him a B-.
Running backs.
Derrick Henry, 12 carries for 50 yards. And that fumble, he lost the fumble. Again, it gave the ball at the Ravens 16-yard line. They converted into a 45-yard field goal with about 2 minutes later. 3 times he's fumbled so far this season. Usually that puts
lost 2.
Yeah, that usually puts you in Coach John Harbaugh's doghouse.
He would be the first Hall of Fame running back to fumble 3 times in 3 games, though. So
yeah,
that house is different.
Let's see what happens there, but I don't believe it's going to happen. And you know what? It gets me about his body lean. Usually, he's that great body lean where he can get that 1 or 2 yards needed. I don't see it anymore.
So if he puts Derrick Henry in the doghouse, does John Harbaugh tell him, or does he send the intern?
He's a bullhorn. You're in the doghouse.
Hires Kramer. I'm going to have to fire Raquel Welch.
would you give the offensive line?
Hey, you gave up 7 sacks. Enough said. Done.
You gave him a D, though.
I gave him a D. I would give him an F, but I try not to give Fs because you played. It's like in phys ed, Rob. If you dress, you at least get a D.
So or if your SAT scores, you get a 200 just for writing your name.
Right. So you at least get a
so
D.
So basically you're saying that the offensive line showed up but forgot their uniform.
Yes. They couldn't climb the rope. They came but couldn't climb the rope. So they get like...
You know, receivers. You know what? People always talk about what happened to Mark Andrews.
He
played pretty well, showed up. Had 6 catches for 91 yards. I thought the Lions did a good job of taking out Zay Flowers. I mean,
they did.
You didn't hear much about him.
No.
2 catches for 13 yards.
I predicted he would have a good game last night. He did not.
Yep, but they did find Bateman. Or Jackson did find Bateman.
Twice on 2 big third down conversions.
Yeah, did find Charlie Carr, Kohler. 2 catches for 22 yards. Overall, I thought the group played well, and it got everybody involved, but you didn't have time to throw.
I'm sorry.
And it got a B-.
Defensive line?
D. You dressed.
How did what kind of runs were the Lions doing?
Gut
running.
Just straight up the gut. Here, take this, take that. 38 times for 224 yards. Done. Okay. And you could say didn't have Madubuike. He ain't Reggie White. All right. He's a good player, but he ain't Reggie. He ain't Mean Joe Green.
So you think they would have done good, done well without him, it's not that good.
Well, I listened to you guys earlier. Which one of you guys said, oh, they still would have gave up 150 yards if he played? they just got beat up.
Linebackers.
They punched out. Linebackers, a D. I mean, everybody got a D on defense.
Secondary got a D.
Oh, man, you know what?
That's Jeremy's favorite defense.
Oh, no. Let me tell you what they did a nice job of doing. Marlon Humphrey, they got the guy, St. Brown, on the outside with him. And I'm like, that's coaching. That's very good coaching there.
Yeah.
Because he would go in motion, and then all of a sudden he'd go to the outside and turn it up. And I'm like, they spotted that on film.
By the way, even though we're sitting here giving out a lot of D's for guys dressing, did you guys see Marlon Humphrey chase down? Was it Montgomery that he chased down or Gibbs?
It was Montgomery.
Yeah, chased him down. Like, you're looking, all of a sudden he comes on the screen looking like Forrest Gump. Like, where the hell did he come from?
He was flying. Yeah. He really was.
Well,
that came out of frustration, I think.
Yeah, he should have been flying. And Montgomery was tired anyway. He ran for 800 yards.
He just ran like a quarter of a mile.
What you get in special teams? We know you get special teams high scores. What'd you
I always gave him a high score, but hey, Jordan Stout averaged 52.3 yards on three punts. His long was 63 yards. They got a nice job from Ali, who averaged 26.2 yards on four kickoffs. He had one that was 43 yards. LaJonte Wester, three punt returns, averaged 10.3 yards, but not good enough. You know, and when you're in a tight game like this, you look for something from your special teams, and they really didn't get it except for Loop kicked the 41-yard field goal. But I gave them a B+. Coaching, I probably would have gave them a D.
Why did you?
The more, because I'm a little under gun. My deadlines are really tight. And the more I keep thinking about it, I was like, nah, I should have dropped them down to a D because they got out-coached.
Because they dressed?
They got out-coached. Well, they did dress.
You think they got out-coached?
Oh, yeah. It ain't even close. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff they ran,
if you just start from a defensive standpoint and what that offense did to them, and Mike's talking about the little wrinkles that they put in, moving guys around to get them open, freeing up space, and it doesn't matter who they go to. Early on, it was Williams that was getting into the middle of the field, intermediate, and you're like, because you're so worried he's going to take the top off that they were staying back, and he's getting, here's 18, here's 22.
And it's 4th and 2, I think it was 4th and 2, right at the 49, and they run that play action. And he go over the top, and Marlon Humphrey grabs St. Brown, and I'm like,
"Yep,
yeah, that's coaching. That's coaching." So I gave him a C-, but I would have given him a D. I should have given him a D.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out game balls at 8:15, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Fan reaction. Monday morning quarterback on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to hear from you right now. Let's go to Owings Mills and get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Pissed off. What's going on? He still stinks. They won that game 220-something yards on the ground. That's pathetic. That should never happen in our backyard. Pathetic. Yeah, boy, I like watching Goff throw to the ground. Every time I look at him, like I had to piss himself. He looked like he was just about to lose himself. Hey, Mike, hey, what's that little sneak dab you had talking about? I lose credibility because I was asleep in the first half of the Browns game. Excuse me, I partied the night before. Unlike you, sir, I can still use my equipment.
Ooh, wow. Wow, he hung up. I didn't hang up.
Wow.
It's a cool. I never expected
it. He felt some kind of way.
Hey, if anybody's having issues with their equipment, check out LifeBet Institute. They've got your back for your erectile dysfunction if it's linked to weight, stress, or other factors, guys. Just throw that out there.
Let's go out to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, it's damn hard to follow that one up.
Passionate Ravens fans. Go after your equipment.
Mike, you all right, man?
Mike doesn't give a rat's ass. Are you kidding me?
Like, I care.
I think I care more about that call than Mike does.
Yeah, hey, but anyway, man, hey, I listen to Ed, you're a prophet, man. I listened to you yesterday, man. I'm looking at Ed, whatever you was saying, everything you was going to say that was hoping didn't happen was going to happen, and it did.
Yeah, it did.
Maybe he just spoke into existence, and he's the Antichrist. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Stop it, Jeremy. Stop. Hey, and look, can we please get some offensive linemen that can do both? That can pass block and run block, man. That's a problem, man. We can't keep expecting Lamar to barrel us out all the time, man, with this.
I agree. If the offense is Lamar, get it done. Baltimore, Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, tough loss last night, man. You know, he definitely got punched in the mouth. But is Zach Orr using the same defensive play calling as Mike Nolan did back in 2020? Man, this is crazy, man, for real. But so I got a text this morning. My boy Jack, he was down at the game last night with Dustin, right? He a Penn State guy, by the way. So he's texting me this morning. He said him and Dustin was going after Harbaugh, yelling at Harbaugh yesterday after the game, blaming Harbaugh. I just don't get it. Now, Mike, you mentioned that earlier. Yeah, so I don't. How can you blame that on Harbaugh at the end of the day, though?
You know, I don't. I'm not a guy that defends Harbaugh. You know that, Mike. But I don't put last night's loss on Harbaugh.
I put some of it on him.
How?
And you can just about go through any game, any NFL game, and count about 12 to 15 plays where you could say, coaches made a difference. And they weren't ready to play. Physically, they weren't ready to play. I put that on the coach. You got to get your guys jacked up. You're on Monday Night Football. You're going around talking about, we've been so great. Lamar's played so well. And then when you go out, you get punched in the mouth.
It was tied after every quarter except for the fourth.
It makes no difference. He got out-coached in certain aspects of that game, like that option play, that goofy two-point conversion that he tried to sneak in at the end of the game. There's a bunch of them where you go, come on, man, what are you doing?
And that's what that was, too, right? Down two touchdowns, going for the two-point conversion. So if you magically get the ball back. And by the way, what analytics tells you on that is you have a higher percentage chance of getting one of those two-point conversions, maybe the first one in winning or the second one in sending it to overtime and getting the ball in overtime and winning than you do of kicking it, extra point, kick extra point, go to overtime, get the ball. That's what analytics tells you. So that's why they do it. When some people go, why aren't they kicking the extra point here? I don't understand why they're going for two. That's why.
I disagree. I'm not putting that on Harbaugh. Let's
take a little bit further. Who hired Zach Orr?
Well, if that's the case, then yeah. I mean, you blame John Harbaugh because he hired Zach Orr.
Agree. But I'm just saying there's a lot of things you look at and just say you're responsible for this because you are the head coach. Just the way it is.
Let's go to Eric in Cecil County. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right, man. The battle, to me, of football is won in the trenches. And it seemed like the Ravens ain't got no dogs no more, man. We used to have dogs, man. And they got beat up offensively and defensively in the trenches. And I don't care who you got on the outside, who's your quarterback. If you can't win that battle on the inside, and they got beat up, man, you don't stand a chance.
You're 100% right. You gotta win up front. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
All right, plain and simple. You know, the battle in the trenches, both sides of the ball, we got beat up. But also, it's like I still don't understand in-game adjustments. Can something be done where there's get Lamar protection, where he's not got everybody on his throat? And then can something be done that the defensive line can kind of get some rushes? Get to the pass. I mean,
It can be, Mike, but the problem is – it's tough to make in-game adjustments when you're getting physically beaten up. That's not strategy. It's not that they weren't getting beaten because of strategy. They were getting beat because they were just getting beaten up.
They were better than us.
Yeah. How do you Jeremy's running over me. Okay. So how would I make an adjustment to Jeremy running over me? You don't. You know, it's not Jeremy running around me. It's not Jeremy doing spin moves. It's Jeremy running over me. I don't, there's no adjustments to make to that.
Then get out the way.
Yeah.
When the train's on the track, you know the deal.
I know the deal. Annapolis, Connor. What's up, Connor?
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
The Ravens got absolutely good. The Ravens obviously got absolutely bullied last night, but for as good as Todd Monken has been for Lamar Jackson's development, what is going on with the play calls at the goal line? We saw it in Buffalo last year in the division, and then I don't know what that was at the end of the first half, but if we score there and find a way to go up by seven going into half, that's the difference in the game, I think.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. And that's when I saw Lamar kind of look to the sideline like, what? Let's go to Cotton Rice's town. What's up, guy?
What's up, fellas? I didn't think Matt BK's presence was going to be missed that much, him and Ricard, but I can see it was. But I disagree on in-game adjustments, Rob. It's a lot of adjustments offensively and defensively that they could have made.
Give them to me.
To help.
Give me one.
Okay, defensively, they could have blitzed more. They sit back in a zone with no pass rush. Offensively, okay, they shut.
So blitz more to do what? To stop the run?
To get in his face, get in his grill, get in his.
They gave up 224 yards rushing. Jared Goff had a good game, but they gave up 224 yards rushing. The passing game did not beat them. They gave up 6 yards a carry. How do they stop that when I'm coming downhill, Kyle, and beating you?
It's just getting in their face. You think they weren't trying to get in their face? They just got manhandled. They couldn't get through. It's like the...
But he's talking about Jared Goff. You gave up 6 yards a carry on 38 carries.
But he was, they were not. The pass rush was not in his face. We got beaten on the line. We got beaten at the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. I don't know why this is hard for people to understand. This is not a coaching issue. The guys were better. They were tougher. They were stronger. They manhandled the Ravens.
410-583-1057 is the number. And you're right. There's certain aspect. Coaches got to get players ready for the game. But you've been playing this game all your life. It's Monday Night Football, prime time. You're not ready?
Come on.
You're not ready? I got to get you ready?
Badass black uniform.
Exactly.
You know, like, you weren't ready for this?
I'm sorry, man. Players got to own this one. Game balls at 8:15, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you're good. Mike Preston, you're bad. Jeremy Kahn.
I'm ugly.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.